We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 9:30 in 716.
The Skyway debate.
I am for removal of the Skyway. For a better alternative.
Again.
And the Skyway is seen as not only a physical but a visual barrier to further development on the waterfront.
For my love of Buffalo, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I would be for the Skyway to come down.
I'm Tim Wenger on 930 in 716. Didn't we just do this? Well, we did. But now the New York State Department of Transportation is holding a series of meetings to get public input on what to do with the Skyway. And mainly the meetings focus on what to do instead of the Skyway, not with it. Didn't we have a competition to decide all that?
People were given the impression that there would be a literal application of the design winner. I think that's where the disconnect is. That was never the intent.
Congressman Brian Higgins. Now, I was at that press conference held in Buffalo by Governor Andrew Cuomo announcing the competition. And it sure was made out to be that, a competition. And a list of distinguished judges would select a winner, and they did. And presumably, that would be what happens. Apparently, said no one.
The intent was to allow firms that have an expertise in this area to show the creative possibilities of what could replace the Skyway. So we now move into a process where we have to comply with both federal and state law as it relates to safety, et cetera. And, you know, the bottom line here, this has to work for everybody. I've often heard that, you know, people from the South Towns, particularly the Hamburg area, express concern that how will they get to downtown Buffalo without the Skyway. We have to make that work for them. Their experience has to be improved. And if you can't, that would be a negative environmental impact. So it's said that 40,000 people travel, you know, the Skyway every day. It's 20,000 vehicles that are, in most cases, traveling twice. So we have to make that work. So it's a hard process, but you're looking at the design process. Now you're incorporating engineering, and that's going to change some things.
There seems to be, two big things when it comes to designs, whether it's some of the ideas that were showcased yesterday or the idea that won that design competition by the state last year. The ideas are either to tear it all down or to reuse the Skyway as something else, to keep the structure up but not have it be an actual place to move cars from one place to the other. I know you've kind of expressed your idea on this, but wouldn't the case of getting rid of the Skyway be to physically get rid of the Skyway? I mean, is there any point to keeping the structure up if it's not going to be used for vehicles?
I think that's a good point. I am for removal of the Skyway for a better alternative. And that's what the process that commenced last night is all about, testing where the better alternatives are so that people who have choices. You know, think about this. For almost 70 years, the people of Buffalo and Western New York have not had a choice as it relates to the Skyway. There are not any alternatives. And we have been stuck with rehabilitating the Skyway over and over again, including painting it at a cost of $15 million. Now we will have alternatives, and this will be a process that certainly I will be involved with. The governor has played a major leadership role in this, Senator Tim Kennedy, but the general public as well will have meaningful input into what a final design is going to look like.
Yesterday, there were two meetings by the state DOT for public input. Today, the Federal Highway Administration is holding a meeting at Southside Elementary. Is everybody working together on this?
Yeah, they are. Just so you know, here's the process. The state is the lead agency, State Department of Transportation, and they are conducting what's referred to as the EIS process. A draft EIS looking at alternatives to the Skyway will be completed by this time next year. A final EIS would be approved. That has to be approved by the federal government. So the State Department of Transportation and the Federal Highway Administration are working in concert with respect to this process, because ultimately the state will do the EIS to comply with all federal regulations. But in the end, you're looking for what's referred to as a record of decision. And that basically is a determination by the federal government that your project has been approved and go ahead and design, engineer and construct your project. So 80% of the purpose for that is 80% of the money for this project will come from the federal government, 20% will come from the state government. So yes, to answer your question, Susan, they worked very, very closely. In fact, State DOT has been meeting with Federal Highway Administration long before last night's meeting to prepare for what was presented last night.
Some of the people at the meeting last night who just went to attend to see, you know, what exactly was being discussed told us that, you know, they believe that the only reason we're talking about this is because people see dollar signs underneath the Skyway, that there's no real problem with the Skyway. It's just that now there's opportunity to maybe do something underneath that wasn't there before. If that is the case, is that necessarily a bad thing?
No, not necessarily. I think what you're looking at with the removal of the Skyway, you're looking at opening up a lot of land at the Outer Harbor for park purposes. Secondly, the Skyway was built at a very different time in the city's history, when Great Lakes commerce was bustling in Buffalo. You had the chemical, steel, and grain industry, all of which were served by Great Lakes freighters that had to pass under the Skyway. So it had to be built and designed the way that it was 300 feet above the water surface. Things have changed profoundly, and the Skyway, as I've mentioned several times, would not be approved for construction today because it doesn't meet minimum federal and state safety standards. For example, as you know, and you report quite frequently, that in the event that a car is disabled on the Skyway, there is no shoulder where that car can get out of the way of traffic. So you're down to one lane of traffic, which often leads to, and you know, you guys know it better than I do, that on a fairly regular basis, there's a lot of congestion on the Skyway. You have to deal with those kinds of issues.
WBEN was at the first of those DOT meetings this week inside the Gateway Building along the waterfront in Woodlawn, along a stretch of Route 5 leading to the Skyway.
Today is a public scoping meeting. It's the first of three meetings for the Buffalo Skyway.
Susan Surday with the DOT talking with WBEN's Brendan Keeney.
So essentially the purpose of the Buffalo Skyway project is to realign the existing transportation network, to open up the waterfront to recreational mixed use and further waterfront development. So today we are presenting over 25 concepts for the project, and we're getting input from the public. So this is the first of what will be a few opportunities for the public to come in and see the different concepts and give us their feedback. From that point, we're going to progress to a draft environmental impact statement where we're going to be analyzing all the reasonable alternatives. And then we'll get to a point where we have a final environmental impact statement in 2021, so in under 2 years, where we have a preferred alternative.
When the 25 concepts that we're looking at today, didn't we just go through a whole round of design competition and there was a winner announced with competition? So why now are we looking at 25 different options?
So the top 16 in the Aim for the Sky competition that was sponsored by Empire State Development are included in those 25 concepts. However, there has been a design team at DOT and our consultant partners that have developed a few more concepts that we're going to look at as well. So all of those concepts are being considered and will be analyzed until we get to a preferred alternative. So those 16 are still in the mix. So they all just handle traffic a little bit differently, have a little bit different idea about how we're going to handle traffic if the Skyway is removed between Tift and Church Street. So right now we have a whole variety of concepts that we're very excited for the public to look at and get some feedback on.
I know this is the first meeting, but since the design competition a couple months ago, what kind of feedback have you been getting from people in the South Towns who depend on the Skyway to get to downtown?
You know, honestly, we haven't gotten a lot of feedback just yet. This is actually the first opportunity, the formal opportunity, for people to give us their feedback. And we have stenographers here today. We have email that people can send in comments, or they have the opportunity to provide us written comments. So this is really our first interaction from the Department of Transportation with the traveling public. So we've designed three different meetings at three separate times because we want to try to accommodate commuters that use this corridor. You know, no matter what shift they're working, we want to gather public opinion, and we want to really hear from the people that not only live near the Skyway, but the people that use the Skyway to commute.
The discussion of the Skyway has really been around at least as long as I've been alive. Why is it picking up so much right now within these last 2 years?
I think there's really been some nice development along the waterfront, and the Skyway is seen as not only a physical but a visual barrier to further development on the waterfront. So this is really the kickstart to looking at removing that elevated portion of the Skyway between Tift and Church so that we can, you know, move further ahead with planned recreational, mixed use, and further waterfront development. So it's really a great opportunity.
I'm going to take a look around at all of the, you know, the various mm-hmm. plans presented here today, but the winning design of the competition, I think, suggested removing half of the Skyway, leaving half of it as like a sky park. But are you saying that that's not set in stone? All options are on the table?
Correct. At this point, that is not set in stone. It's one of many concepts that we're considering, and we really do want the feedback. So that was the aim for the Sky Competition, and in addition to that, there's been other design concepts developed by DOT and our consultant partners, and so now we have a whole pool, and now we're going to sort through, and this is why it's really important for the public to tell us, you know, what they want, what they need. So this is the first public opportunity to give us the comments. And then as we move further in the process, in early fall, we'll be having a public hearing, and we'll have narrowed down some of those concepts at that time so we can get further feedback from the public. So this is really a process that we want everyone to be a part of.
I'm sure I'm not the first person to ask you this, but why the design competition if that winner is not the design that's going to be used moving forward?
That competition, I think, really stirred some creative solutions. However, there's other solutions out there that were offered by other people. So not to say that that's not the concept, but we don't know that at this point. We're not limiting ourselves to only what was presented during the Aim for the Sky competition. So we're really open to a variety of concepts, and that's what you're going to see today. And we'll let them work through the environmental process and the analysis and see what we come up with for our preferred alternative.
One by one, visitors to the meeting looking over the drawings and renderings of what the options are.
So the Skyway,
some, like Linda Gelman, telling us she grudgingly sees a Buffalo Skyway less.
Not only is the waterfront finally expanding and we're seeing a future down there, but we also were seeing 2 years and millions of dollars spent on making it a safe road for us to travel on. Chunks were flying off, and it was really in disrepair, and it really looks great. It's been resurfaced, it's been painted, and all kinds of things. So it looks better than it ever than it has in many years. It's 65. It's going to be 65 years old, and it's like an art sculpture. It's like an art piece. So it has this really cool visual effect. It has become antiquated, only for the reason that developers see those dollar signs, and Buffalo has been touted as one of the cities that is going to be the place to live for global warming. So we had all these little possibilities. I really hope we have urban planners that get it right, because we've done it backwards quite a few times, and we can't say oops again.
When you say get it right, does that mean, in your mind, tear down the elevated structure of the Skyway and allow for development on the waterfront? Or are you not really sure what you want? You just want to see a viable option and then kind of figure it out.
The Skyway is on land that can be developed for the boom of Buffalo to happen again. For my love of Buffalo, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I would be for the Skyway to come down. I've always loved the Skyway. I've never wanted to see it go anywhere. But in the 50 years from now, I'm looking at that point, and I do think that it's the right thing to do at this point.
Now, there is
my heart to say that.
There is an interesting balance, though, because while it, I think most people in Western New York would consider it to be an eyesore, especially when you are in the waterfront, the canal side area. It's an eyesore for it to kind of be there. It's definitely a blockage towards further expansion of the waterfront. But at the same time, it does serve a very real purpose in getting people from the south towns into the city. Exactly. So talk about the balance there and, you know, what needs to happen for it to be a good balance.
Okay. So one of the aspects of the Skyway is that it moves 46,000 cars daily to and from and in and out of Buffalo. So we have to come up with another highway system of some sort that will move that many people. It all can't go to the 190, and it certainly can't all drive its way through the first ward, through Smith and those roads down there. I'm a proponent of a tunnel. I know it's the most expensive way to go, but I really think a tunnel that goes underground, we won't have to deal with snow removal, and the metro system can go alongside it while they're digging that big hole underground. They can now take the metro out to the south towns, to the stadium, leave the stadium out in Orchard Park, do not bring it into the city, and make it a viable transit system that goes to UB, that brings the people to and from the suburbs and to the city.
I suspect we're not done here.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.